Good evening. We're going to call the Planning and Zoning Board for August 13th, 2025 to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Kennedy?
Here.
Mr. Elmo Fittano?
Here.
Mr. Fisher?
Here.
Mr. Hatcher?
Yep.
Mr. Andrew Kovacs?
Here.
Mr. Duane?
Here.
Mr. McGinnis?
Here.
Okay. I will ask before we start to make sure that your phones are turned to silent or vibrate. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes, of which there are none. There is also no old business at this time. Under new business, VA-2509 has been removed from the docket for this evening. So we will move directly to VA-250.
Chair, if I just made, just to give the board some explanation, because I have advertised it twice. At first, staff was fairly confident in our interpretation of the land development code. This in particular issue at hand is it's a 40-foot lot. It's a platted lot in Florida Shores. It's never been combined, and it's on its own. And so staff needed to get a second opinion based on whether or not we need to establish a chain of occupancy for the land development code. It turns out we didn't, so that this will be coming before the board.
Let's move on to VA-2507. Request to amend variance VA-2507 to allow for a 3-foot front yard setback and increase the size of an accessory structure conditioned by the Planning and Zoning Board to be 16 feet in width and 40 feet in length. Can we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. City staff sent out public notice within 500 feet of the subject property shown here. The applicant is requesting to amend the variance that was approved by the Planning and Zoning Board by allowing to increase the size of the garage. The applicant is requesting to increase the size from 16 by 40, which is a condition of the last variance that was approved, to 18 by 40. This necessitates the need for an extra foot for the front yard setback. City staff did include within here on the second page of the staff report the approved variance, the 5 conditions. On the last one, city staff did find that the applicant could not meet all 6 of the criteria within Article 9, Section 21-100.04D. City staff will read that last time the board granted the applicant a max building coverage of 45% in lieu of 30%, allow a front yard setback of 4 feet in lieu of the 30. Remember, this is a side corner lot. And then to allow a front yard accessory structure, to eliminate the requirement for an accessory garage matching the facade. And then per, this was stipulation number 5 to the variance, was that per the Planning and Zoning Board, the detached garage is to be no larger than 60 feet in width and 40 feet in length, with a 10-foot north side setback to be in line with the northeast corner of the primary residence. And with that, staff, we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, I'll open the public hearing. Is the applicant in the audience?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you guys want questions?
Can you go to that one? That
just give us your name and address, please.
My name is Fred Peters. I live at 203 Eaton Road. And the reason why my own due diligence, I didn't do enough research. When I went to order the building, they said you got to order an 18-foot wide building, and we cut it down to 16. And I, to me, that's a waste of money. That's the reason why I'm applying to take the 2 foot out bigger, since we moved it back and everything on the yard and everything else, so it won't be all in the front of the yard. So that's why I want to go 2 foot wider.
Okay.
So they're going to charge you regardless for 18, even if you only need
16. Yeah, if I get 16, I still got to buy 18, and they cut it down.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm looking at you because you know
that's
the stuff.
It's pretty typical. It's pretty typical. The drywall.
They have standard size widths because it's based off of a 30-inch panel.
Obviously, this variance was granted prior to you being on the board.
Yeah.
Or no, after after you got off.
This variance was granted last month.
No, we just
I'm the one that made the motion for this
in the first place. So
we knew that he can only have 16.
Well, I think initially he wanted a 16 by 40,
but when I found out that I was paying for 2 feet that were chopping off, that's the reason why I brought it back, saying, can I have the other 2 feet?
Yeah, because we had a couple of scenarios here, because in the end, that's why we decided instead of it being up close like in the drawing, he's got it up here at the front of the building. We pushed it back because
because he had a 10-foot rear setback at the north, so we could push it back. That way we had a good triangle of sight on Eaton and Edgewater. So, but at the time, he wanted a 16 by 40, so in my motion, I just said no larger than 16 by 40. Now he's found out that, is it VersaSteel?
I'm dealing with Husky out of Orange City, another basic same
right.
thing.
Yeah.
And everyone you call, they all say you got to buy the bigger and chop down. So it's like, come on.
Yeah, they're all based off of a 24 or 36 inch panel.
Right.
So, okay. Any other questions? No, initially we were at 4 feet, but you're going 2 feet wider. So what are you doing? You're going 1 foot closer to the house?
Yes.
And then 1 foot further to the east. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing and ask for a motion. I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I opened it. Anybody else have anything to say? Okay. Closing the public hearing, asking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve VA 2507 as written.
Second.
Okay.
Who did the second?
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. I made the motion to.
Stand by.
Got his ping pong paddle ready to go. Back and forth.
Chairman Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Omofatano?
Yes.
Mr. Fisher?
Yes.
Mr. Hatcher?
Yes.
Mr. Andrukovics?
Yes.
Mr. Duane?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Now it passed.
So, sir, there is a 15-day wait period, and then city staff will...
Well, what... I know you're chomping at the bit. What he's saying is don't order that building for 15 days.
And just for me, I'm just curious, because I don't like to have people waste their money and stuff, but how much extra was it going to cost you for that 2 foot to cut it out?
It runs about $1,000. And it's like, why am I throwing footage? Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, right. And I lose it, that was my problem.
Right.
Okay, thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is VA 2510, request for variances from Article 3, Section 21-36.02 to allow four accessory structures in lieu of the limit of two, allow the accessory structures to exceed the total square footage of the primary residence by 102.63%, and allow the accessory structure in the front yard for the property at 1902 Air Park Avenue. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Chairman. City staff did send out public notice within 500 feet with the subject aerial image map attached. The applicant is requesting to add a 30-foot by 40-foot accessory structure. The property is 1.5 acres in size. It has a future land use designation of low density. That should be low-density transitional, and a zoning district of rural transition. The applicant is requesting to add an accessory structure in front of the yard on a lot that currently has three accessory structures. The code does limit the amount of accessory structures on any residential property to two. Likely will be a code change for our rural residential. But the applicant is requesting to add this accessory structure to the front yard. The principal structure is 2,736 square feet. The existing three accessory structures are 1,608 square feet. The addition of the proposed 30 by 40 foot accessory structure has a square footage of 1,200 square feet. This is how staff derived at a total accessory structure square footage with the proposed 30 by 40 structure to 2,808, which makes it 102% of the primary residence. These are incompatible with the Article 3, Section 21-36-02, G, J, and K. City staff did review the application against Article 9, Section 21-100-04-D, and found that the applicant could not meet all six of the criteria. Staff is available for any comments or questions regarding the application.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What is the limit on accessory structure percentage to the primary residence?
60%. Now, typically, we hold, so these are standardized. So these accessory zoning regulations are standardized for every zoning district across the city. The issue with that, what we found in commercial, is that some people like to have more than two accessory structures on a commercial site, especially when it's industrial. That's when it gets tricky, too. Two, in rural transition areas, not so much if you have an ag exemption, but if you still have an agricultural zoning and you don't have an ag exemption, you're still limited to those two accessory structures. So in that case, you know, these are the intent behind it is to limit clutter, impervious surface, and building coverage on residential lots, especially, you know, with residential lots in the city are primarily 10,000 square feet, 80 by 125. And so I think that is the intent behind the code, is to limit the cluttering and the impervious and the building coverage within our more traditional residential neighborhoods.
Right. So like with something like this, would you say it was
1.5 acres?
Right. So technically you're putting 40, so still less than an acre of, so it would be four properties, just like 80 by 125 Florida Shores lots per se.
Yeah, if you thought about it.
And it was still, it would, it's still conforming, and then some if you were to do it that way, correct?
Right. I'm reading this right, the pad's already poured? Because the survey's got it as existing building pad.
Well, Tony, do you want to come up?
Yeah, I'll open the public hearing, and I'll ask for the applicant to speak. We need your name and address,
please. Anthony Lancelotta, 1902 South Airpark Road. The dirt that's there, that was where the pad has to go.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
So I didn't do anything without checking first.
Okay. And it looks like you're coming up 4.14 feet from the natural grade to the building pad?
Right. I want to make it a little bit higher so it doesn't flood out. Because we get a lot of water from the new development across the street. In the city, where your landfill is, water comes right down our driveway.
Dumb question, even though it's on your property. You've got that two-story garage already sitting there.
Right.
How much higher is that going to be than that two-story garage?
Oh, no. It's not going to be higher.
Okay. That's
lower.
Because it doesn't tell me on the survey high that is.
What I'm going to use the garage for is to put my tow trucks in there and my equipment in there so it's out of the weather.
Okay. No, I just wasn't sure because thinking about flooding. If you raise, I mean, that's pretty close.
So oh yeah, no.
You're only 70 feet away, so if you bring one 4 feet up and that one's 4 feet lower,
no, it'll probably be the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same level.
Yeah. Water's going to find its way there.
So that accessory dwelling, it's to keep equipment and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. If you went down my yard, my yard's like a park. I keep everything nice and clean. I don't like clutter.
Where is the fourth structure going?
Well, one of them's a well pump that I had there, and they're calling that a structure.
Oh, they consider that an accessory structure?
The well pump is an accessory structure. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Oh,
for real.
That's what I said. It's a well pump. I think it's 3x3.
The shed in the corner is the one that got me.
Yeah, just covering up the well pump so it don't get rained on.
You have a doghouse on the property.
It's like a doghouse, yeah. Exactly.
How many of the little Rubbermaid sheds are there?
None. Yeah, it's a small little shed for the well pump. And I really don't want to tear that down.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I mean, that makes sense to have a cover over it.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that would be considered an accessory structure.
It's the same thing like if someone puts up around their, if they store their trash cans outside and they have the thing around it, or they put a cover around their propane, whatever is considered
an accessory structure. Is your pond able to handle extra runoff?
Oh, yeah, I won't have no runoff on that because where I'm putting it is right in between.
Right.
Yeah. And there's nobody near me that I can run my water will run into their property. It's all woods.
Well, and I mean, on the survey.
And in all fairness, I mean, if you look at that picture right there, I mean, there's not a lot of, like, concrete and, I mean, it's a lot of land. And,
yeah. It says asphalt driveway. Is it actually asphalt or
crushed asphalt?
Millings.
Yeah, Miss Millings.
Millings.
Yeah.
I had shell there before, but the shell every time it rains, it wash it out.
Yep. All right, and then your neighbor to the east looks like he's actually higher than you.
That's my daughter that lives right next
door. Okay, so she looks like she's a little bit higher than you at 9 feet.
versus your 6.5 feet. Okay.
That was the first house I'd done. I built that one for my daughter, and then I live in mine because I used to live on Oak Trail.
You got tired of getting all dirty driving up and down
there. Well, we're down in the back, and nobody comes down there. It's nice. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes. Can we revisit the finished floor height that you were talking about? The finished floor height. When you say the finished floor height on this garage is going to be the same as
the other one. Yes.
As the existing, and so we're going to move this 25 feet from the property line instead of
absolutely
40, right.
Yep.
So how much fill is going to? How far out is the fill going to extend from the actual?
See, when you build them, right, they want the slab the same dimensions of the building. They don't want any overhang. So there'll be no overhang on it.
So, no.
How far out will the fill go from the?
He has to have 5 foot of stabilization around the perimeter, which means he's got to have about 5 feet of soil going straight. And then, a two-one slope?
Well, no, because it's red.
2-1, 2-2, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I can't remember now. It might be 3-1. Yeah, it might be. Might be 3-1. So
probably just a little slope on each end, you know.
Out, he's got to go one foot down. So in this case, he's got 4.14, so he's going to have 5 plus another 12. So he'll have about 19 feet going away from the building.
And he has that with that 25
foot. Yeah, he's got it. Yeah. Well within it.
All right.
City staff would just ask that, based on the survey, that he moves the metal shed, to be honest.
I was going to ask, is it off the property?
It looks like
It's hard to tell. The metal shed, is it off the property? Is it just the way it looks fence? The fence is definitely west of your property line.
Bottom right. Yeah, no, that's right on my property line right over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shed I got in the backyard, you know.
How hard would it be to move that? It's like even your fence. Your fence.
I got a
like
fence up there, you know, to move
feet,
it.
Your fence is like 3 feet off the, on somebody else's property, whoever that is.
Is it on it?
Yeah.
According to the survey.
Yeah, according to the survey, your fence.
Well, I got an easement back there, too, because I made an easement road, because I didn't, when I was building that house, I didn't know if I was going to come down Air Park Road or come through Oak Trail. I don't know if it shows the easement. No, it don't show the easement, does it?
It doesn't have an easement.
There's an easement back there.
It's not on the survey if you don't.
Not on the survey.
No, it'd be recorded in the...
Well... wants to read the legal description real quick.
Right. Sideways.
Yeah. You're the realtor. Knock yourself out.
Because if you look up 1902, it takes you down Air Park Road. If you Googled it.
That's funny. It's easy to read that one.
That's funny.
Timer's in the way. Oh, you got that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's noted. So your fence at the corner is 4.2 feet west of your property line, and as it keeps going north, 4.8 feet out. So you're way over the. Who did the fence?
I did.
Oh, okay.
What is the property next to you? Is that?
Well, there's another house. Well, it's on the next street on Oak Trail. But his house is further up, and he's got all woods back there.
Yeah, what's the one with the? Is that a pond building right there?
In my yard, I have a pond. Yes.
Well, yours, yeah. One next, the one that's west of you, the property.
Yeah, because where would the easement be?
On Oak Trail.
I don't know. It runs along Oak Trail.
I don't even know if this is a...
No, it doesn't.
It's owned by the person that owns the house.
Yeah.
North, that's what I mean. So this is Oak Trail's over here. Correct. So it runs along.
It runs that way.
But I don't see anywhere where it's got it labeled as an easement.
Did.
I was going to say, you had to say something about the shed.
I mean, the well pump was fine. But.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That shed's been there like 17 years.
I mean, is that something, though, unless, I mean, it's an encroachment, obviously, but if, unless this, like, this owner is complaining about it, is that something that we have to put in a motion to say that?
No, it was just a recommendation by staff that if you're going to approve a variance for the gentleman, to ask him to move the shed 5 feet off the property line.
But we have the fence that's also a problem, so we'd have to make him move the fence, too.
Yeah.
What type of fence do you have up there? Is that a chain link fence? Or
no, the fence.
Vinyl?
Wood? Nope, it's six a wooden fence, wood, double panel.
Wood fence.
Yep, 6 foot wood fence and then a 4 foot wood fence.
I mean, yeah.
And in the front of my house, with the front, the white one is 4 foot.
So, I mean, at the one corner, so where the fence turns and goes back to the house to the east, it's 8.7 feet out of the property line. That thing is big time angled out. And then what do we got? Do you have something overhead? I see an OU. Where is it at?
And the shed's like it's just bolted there, so just keep most of it on his property.
So I'm going to ask this question, Ryan. This issue with this fence being on somebody else's property, is that something that we deal with at this point, or is that something that's got to be
asked
the building department?
They just recommended that, and we can vote whichever way we want.
Yeah, it's a recommendation by staff. The logic behind it is if you're approving a variance, putting something back on your property would be that. The other thing is, no, it's not a problem. It only became, staff was only alerted to it because he provided the survey. But no, there's no code enforcement action, anything of that nature.
Okay.
That has not been reported to staff.
The owner of the other property.
And it really would be a private matter, a private dispute. Please, Jeff, just know the gentleman is coming in asking for waivers to the code. And so if I spot anything that's not to code, I'll make the recommendation that the board condition that.
He just tells the neighbor to meet him behind the shed.
What's in that metal shed, if you don't mind asking?
Who's in that metal shed? Who's in that shed?
Stuff that should be thrown away, just collected over the years. Well, I have rental property. I got stoves and refrigerators in there. So when one of the rentals go bad, I take it out of there. Instead of looking on Marketplace and buy one, I always have a backup. Probably like four stoves, two refrigerators.
How do you feel about getting rid of that shed and we give you like an extra 5 feet of building over here so that we can get the shed out of the picture? And then move your fence.
Yeah, but I can give my neighbor the fence. He can have it. You know, he can claim the fence. Because we get hurricanes, that fence is the first thing that comes down. That's the first thing that comes down.
So after the first one, we'll just put it over 8 feet, and we'll be good to go.
Right, yeah. Now you know. Just look at the survey and set all your posts 8, 7 feet across.
Yeah, you got exact measurement.
So,
is that shed on a poured?
Is it what?
Is that shed sitting on a poured foundation?
Nope, it's on blocks.
Poured slab.
It's on blocks.
Would be hard to move them.
It'd just be a pain in the butt right now. The old property's wet over there.
Oh, yeah.
I would sink over there right now.
I buried my lawnmower in my backyard on Saturday. I know.
The ground is just so wet. You know, after rainstorm, it's just not going away as fast as it's coming down.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Nobody else had any questions, right? Okay. Are there any questions or comments from the audience? You have to come up. You have to come up to the microphone and give us your name and address.
My name is Patricia Lloyd, and I'm at 2940 Juniper Drive. I just had a question about the first, for the first one that was on the agenda, that was pulled. What exactly does that mean that it was pulled?
So it was tabled to the next meeting, so it'll be on in the September planning and zoning meeting.
Okay, so there's no discussing it or questions or anything today.
Not
just
tonight.
Gotta come back in September.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing and ask for a motion. Sometime tonight, please. Okay.
Great. I'm going to make a motion to approve VA 2510, but what I would like to ask is, prior to finishing the building, have the shed, what is it, 5 foot and 5 foot?
Yeah.
5 foot and 5 foot in your corner. Is that okay?
So what, move it?
Just move it 5 feet and 5 feet off your two property lines. That's what I'm saying. By the time you finish your metal building, have the metal shed moved. That should give you time to get it dried out. You good? Okay.
Second.
That was
who was the second?
Alma Fatana.
Yeah.
Chairman Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Alma Fatana?
Yes.
Mr. Fisher?
Yes.
Mr. Hatcher?
Yep.
Mr. Andrukovics?
Yes.
Mr. Duane?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Okay, next item on the agenda is Development Services Director's Report.
Thank you. We have been very busy here at the city. Lots of public hearings, lots of TRC public votes. We did approve the warehouse on Guava and the triplex on India Palm this week. Sporty's Car Wash is going to be coming up next for our TRC public vote. And we should have a lot of our entitlements that I've been working on the last 9 months coming before the board here at the end of this year for consideration. And
are those the new PUDs? Is that what we're talking about, the entitlements?
Yeah, all the entitlements, all the new PUDs. City staff are working on finishing up a few of them, but some of them are pretty much done at this point. So we'll be getting those scheduled. I have all the developers doing community meetings. So once those are complete and I get that feedback from the community, then I will go back to the PEDs one last time and then bring those before the board.
Cool. I do have one question. So this is, I'm assuming, because of SB 180 coming through, now we're just going to get hammered.
No, these actually were submitted prior to the moratorium.
Okay.
They've just really been, we've been negotiating.
Gotcha. I was just curious, so if SB 180 somehow miraculously got overturned or found like the last one did, so if anybody brings stuff forward from that date, do those now automatically get killed?
No, I mean, if you've submitted while we're not under a moratorium or anything,
Gotcha. Yeah. I was just curious.
Unless there was some strange retroactive provision, but...
Right.
That's not.
Yeah, only Tallahassee gets to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned.